This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. Let's talk some running now. And we head back to Massachusetts to catch up with Subramani Venkatesh. Subbu, welcome back. Nice to chat. You mentioned in our first chat that between the bike and the run, you pretty much evenly matched, but you're a pretty decent runner in your own right. And you started out before you got into triathlon as a runner. It's something you really do enjoy doing.
Thank you, Brad. I started my running career even before I could see myself as a cyclist or a swimmer. I have quite a bit of miles on my feet when I started cycling. I started my real endurance running in 2004 August, to be for exact time. And I've been running like 5K pretty much every day, not the speed, just to lose a weight. And I did not start my competitive career in running until 2012.
As far as improvements on the run go, what are some of the things that you've done that you think have given you huge gains?
What I have done, following a structured training really helped me a lot. I mean, because when I first started running, I was not following a structured training. I just go and run whatever the pace that I feel good. But my first half marathon when I did is when I, with following some training, that's when I said, okay, following structured training really puts you into a good, I mean, gives you a good performance. If I do more better in the structured training, putting some speed work in the track and some intervals in on the road would give me more benefit in the running. That kind of adding intervals have enabled a good performance in my running.
So, but you mentioned you got a coach to help you with the swim. You have a different coach to help you with the bike. Do you have a separate coach for the run as well?
My running coaching been a little bit up in the air, I would say. My first running half marathon, I coached myself. My next few runs, I would say, for the 2 years, I really had triathlon coaches who could do my run too. But lately, my cycling coach does my running coaching too. So my run coaching is very different.
What are you working on the run right now? What do you want to improve?
Currently, I am going to definitely focus on my run speed. I am going to spend more time on the speed intervals this year and maintain the same volume what I did this entire year, 2016.
What's your favorite run workout? What do you love doing?
My favorite workout and the nasty workout is the progression workout that I did for 16 miles, building it from maintaining the pace from zone 3 to zone 5, we would say. I would say 5K at the zone 3 pace, 5K at the zone 4 pace, 5K at the threshold pace. So this kind of progression, which I do during beginning of the season, during really, really the peak season, I do this marathon pacing training for the 16 miles. That is my favorite workout.
Brilliant stuff. As far as goals, what ideal case scenario, what do you want to do marathon wise at an Ironman? What's the goal? What are you working towards?
I'm working towards 3:05 marathon this year.
Love it. That's fighting talk, Subbu, and I'm sure you're going to get there. By the sounds of it, you've got the plan in place, you're doing the work, and it's going to happen.
Thank you very much, Brad. I hope that comes true this year. I'll give my best.
Excellent. Subbu, thanks for joining us here on the Kona Edge today. Much appreciated. We look forward to getting you on next time to chat about your nutrition.
Sure, man. Sure, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theKonaEdge.com/running seminar.